It seems like it shouldn't be news, let alone a banner headline. The governor and the leaders of the legislature having a meeting. Most people probably assume that's standard practice, and though there have been exceptions, say during Rod Blagojevich's term, it has been in Illinois. Until this year, Illinois' new governor, Bruce Rauner, and the General Assembly's top Democrats and Republicans haven't all gotten together since the end of May. Meaning, June, July, August, and September went by without a so-called leaders' meeting. This month isn't over quite yet, but it's safe to say you'll be able to add October to that list, too. This all is Illinois has gone without a budget, and as many programs and agencies, think domestic violence shelters, drug abuse treatment centers, even the lottery, have gone without state funding. That's what prompted this.
I would like to renew my call for the doors to this building to be locked.
Representative Chad Hayes speaking on the House floor on the one day legislators were in session this month. By this building, he means the Capitol.
I say lock the doors. I say tell your family you're not going to be home next week or the week after that or for Thanksgiving or Christmas if necessary. Let's get the work of the people done.
And here's how that went over. Hayes, a Republican from Vermilion County, pushes his microphone away and business carries on as usual. Needless to say, there was no legislative lock-in, and none is planned. Given parliamentary rules and laws, it's probably not very practical anyway. Special sessions of the legislature can rack up price tags of about $50,000 a day with reimbursements and such. Senator Julie Morrison, a Democrat from Deerfield, has another idea.
I'm not asking the General Assembly to meet. I'm asking four leaders who are chosen from their colleagues and the governor of the state of Illinois to sit down together.
She's more than asking, actually. Morrison has introduced a bill that would require it.
It simply says that when there is no budget, no complete budget, when a fiscal year begins, that the four leaders and the governor must sit down in a room together at least 1 hour a week until that is resolved.
One more suggestion a legislator made last week. Representative Sue Scher, a Democrat from Decatur, encourages her colleagues to coordinate their outfits when the General Assembly is back in Springfield for a one-day session next month.
We all want the budget problem solved. This might be a small step in the right direction. I urge every single person in this body to please acknowledge the seriousness of this and show our unity by please wearing black on November 10th.
Given that the gridlock means Illinois is on the way to racking up an estimated $8.5 billion more in bills than it has money to pay them, it may have been more fitting had she asked legislators to wear red. It's with this in mind that the heads of six self-described reform groups came together to publicly call for a meeting among Governor Rauner, the Democratic Senate President and House Speaker, and the minority leaders of each chamber.
So, we are ready to facilitate the logistics of a meeting in either Chicago or Springfield.
Director of the Citizen Advocacy Center, Miriam Judar, reads from the letter she co-signed.
The consequences are too great. We cannot let the situation continue. While leadership may not align on some core principles, we believe it is necessary for them to meet together, work through these issues, and agree on a budget.
From all of the ideas meant to spur action, this is the one that took. On Friday, Governor Rauner thanked the groups for the offer, said his office would take it from here, and called the November 18th meeting. By then, Illinois will be well into its fifth month without a budget. These high-level leaders' meetings typically take place in secret, backroom deals and all that. Not this time. Rauner's letter says the summit will be streamed live online and open to the press. So whatever the governor and the legislative leaders do or don't do at that long-awaited meeting will be on full public display. I'm Amanda Vinicky.